Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I haven't done a podcast in a really long time. This is Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I am an intuitive and a coach, and I work with all sorts of individuals in their life, in their business, in their job search. Yeah, so if you're looking for a transformation, you're ready to take life to the next level, you're ready to live in the limitlessness of possibility, then give me a call. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. So I love to share wisdom that I use in my business. I've been in business now since 2012. I started Intuitive with Amy here on Blog Talk Radio, as a matter of fact, in 2010, April of 2010. And so I've seen the ups and downs of business, and I've tried many different tactics, and more so merging the spiritual portion of my life, my deep intuition with manifestation, with just good business practice. And so I'm always trying new things, and I love to see where it takes me. And sometimes I circle back and I'll do that same routine again. And other times I'll try a different routine or kind of make it up as I go day by day. But right now, my current routine around revenue and cash flow and business and staying accountable is this cool little system that I stumbled up on a blog, and she had listed some ways to generate cash flow. And I was like, okay, let me tweak it. So this is my version of that, and I wish I had taken her name down so I could quote her. I use in terms of daily, what I use to keep myself on target, keep myself on track, is I have the Danielle Laporte Desire Map Planner 2018 daily. It is a beast, and I picked this one. Last year I did the weekly. It was the smaller one. I picked this one because I love the cover, and I'm so glad I did. Like, it's really thick, but I love the daily pages. Sometimes I'll write in it, sometimes I don't. Most of the time I do. What I do love is every month is a calendar, and that is my point number one. That is how I track. Even after years, I have a more sophisticated accounting system that I use, but in terms of daily and keeping my head in the game, I use the calendar, the 30-day calendar, and every day I track my sales, what I brought in revenue. And now that I have my business, I also track my royalties and other little things that come in. I have some royalties from other retailers that come in, and of it, but for the most part, most things come from Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I'll know by number what it is. I also, on days I don't bring in revenue, what I love about this planner is she lists some core desired feelings on the side, and every month I start with, I pick five of those words. So this month I chose celebration, divine connection, emergent, energetic, fierce love. And so on the days where there isn't revenue, instead of looking at that and saying, oh, then believe me, there were definitely years where I was like, oh, nothing came in, I now fill it in with a core desired feeling for that month. I have my own specific core desired feelings, but it's fun to play with these. And for that moment when I write it down, I put myself in the space of, what can I appreciate, or what can I celebrate, or what was emergent on that day? Keeps my head in the game. I also track my book sales here. I have a publishing business. I'm an author. I have two pieces of fiction on the market, as well as a self-help book. And so every day I track my book sales across all the retailers. And so that keeps my head in the game. That is how I track. She is the blog article that I pulled this from, and tracking is across the board. Any money mindset program you do, any small business program you do, they're going to encourage you to track in whatever way makes the most sense to you. She suggests tracking your spending as well, and I think since this is 7 daily actions to create a financial breakthrough, this particular show is geared towards the ebbs and flows of business. So say you're in an ebb, but you do want to bring bring some cash in, and ebbs are the natural part of business. So don't make yourself wrong when you're in a slow period, because that comes with the territory. But if you are looking to generate some, and you're tracking your earnings, I would look at your spending too. I think of myself as a very soulful spender. I've trained myself to be a soulful spender, so I don't really track it, like write it down in the way I track my income. But every day, now that I'm doing this system, I do look and say, okay, what did I spend the day before? And just bringing it into awareness and staying centered about it keeps your heart open. And that's the goal of all of these exercises that I give you, is so you can keep your heart so that spirit can come in and really manifest your miracle. And you can see clearly your next steps. Now, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes you won't see the next step. And sometimes you will feel like you're stumbling through. And that's just life. That's not anything wrong with your business. That's not anything wrong with your ability to manifest. It's not anything wrong with your work ethic. It's just sometimes you're stumbling through. Matter of fact, a lot of times you're stumbling through. So just be kind to yourself in that process. So then the next thing I do that she had recommended that I think is awesome is sell daily. And there's a couple of ways you can do this. You can look at, you can sell geared towards new business. You can sell to your old client base, but have some type of sales activity. If you're, you know, I have a system for new business and I have a system for my client base, my email list. I do something, right? And also even on the books, like I might go and post in groups, reader groups, about my book. Do something to sell daily. And I would say if you're in an ebb and it's feeling really uncomfortable, do it every day. You can take an hour on your Saturday and do a little selling, and it'll feel light and it'll feel fun. And then when you come to Monday, you can go back to your regular sales routine. But sell daily. Next, build relationships. And this can be your personal relationships. This can be a relationship maybe with an old client. Do something. Reach out. Say hello. Have a conversation with someone. Check in. I think this one, I will say this is one that I sometimes struggle with because I work alone. And so, but I really have been thinking about where can I create a connection. And so, and it's just, again, I think it's just joy. In my deck I use all the time for readings, intuitive readings right now, I've been using for the last year is The Magical Mermaids and Dolphins by Doreen Virtue. And there is a card, a couple of cards, about play. One is called Playtime, and one is about friendships. And it's all about joy and peace and lightheartedness. Go into that space and build a connection, and just sometimes if I'm even reaching out to a client, it's not to sell. It's just say, hey, what's up? How are things going in your life? And just be present for whatever I hear back and give them a space to talk. That is a wonderful way to just take the burden of making it happen. Us business owners do. We're always on the hunt to make and taking some of that heaviness off of us. Yeah, is it heavy at times? Yeah. I am positive. I am a manifester. I believe in what you put out, you get back. But the truth is when you're on the hustle and you've got to make it happen, it's not always going to feel super light. It's going to feel like, I got to get this done. And so this little connection or building of relationships bring some lightness to your experience and give you a little. Next is share your message. And that comes in a lot of different forms. It can be if you're a content marketer, you're maybe writing blog posts, maybe you're posting to social. Do something to share your message. And I have found that, you know, I write a lot. If you're on my newsletter list, if you've been following me a while, I write a lot for my community. Not necessarily every day you need to write something extensive. It might be just a post on Instagram or something cool that you saw or yeah, really stay open to the all the possibilities that exist in sharing your message, and it doesn't need to be a lengthy message. It might just be your opinion that you share in a Facebook group. Yeah, share your message. And make sure the message you are sharing is in alignment with your brand and does circle back to your business. That's really important, because you can share a lot of messages in social media land, but make sure they circle back. And my spirit guides asked me to say that, because I forget. I don't use social media personally. I have a social media page, but if you were a friend of mine, you know I don't post. I post like once every 6 months, and I don't check it. You know, the ones that my social media that I have on my phone and that I immediately log into on my desktop is for business. And so I sometimes forget that there are people out there who actively use social on the personal side. So this message about sharing your message is specifically related to business. Next. Now, this one is super powerful, and it's something that I coach my clients on all the time, and particularly when you're ready for a breakthrough. And that's write the dream or the vision down. When I coach, I say vision. This blog writer wrote dream, but either or. Every day, what is your vision for your business? You know, or goal. What is your goal for business? So, and think of the big picture and keep it simple. You know, what is the ultimate revenue goal? What is? And I, you know, here it is. I know many of you are like, but Amy, come up with a specific goal, because I want to keep myself open to all possibilities. If I get that, temporarily, just think in terms of or 2 years or the year, and then you're still leaving room for the mystery of spirit, but people, you know, what do you want to make, and what do you, you know, mine is, I'll share my, and I write it down, I make $500,000 every year writing and coaching. And anything above that, yes, I'm open and receptive to, and I know what my net is on that, and I write that down as well. And, yeah, and I keep it simple. I used to really struggle with this one. That's why I'm a little hesitant in sharing it, because you can really get caught up in trying to pick the perfect number, because you've probably heard many manifestors tell you, oh, if you write down something, make sure you want it, or commit yourself. But I think you know, and I think if you add minimum, you know, $500,000 minimum, or $500,000 or more, or something better, that keeps you open. Now, I know I have written down many times that money will come in, from which stream, because I have the public and then I have my coaching. So keep that in mind too. You do have two things going on or multiple streams of revenue, where does it all come from? And you can keep that simple as well. And you don't have to be an expert at it. The universe knows. Just write the dream down that feels most authentic to you, not what you think you need to write down, what feels right to you. And then in addition to that, because I do believe in Danielle Laporte's mapping and focusing on the feeling that you're chasing, I also include the feeling. And I used to come up with these, I used to have like 7 core desired feelings, and every 3 months they were kind of changing for me. And finally, recently, I got it down to 1. I want to be free. I want to feel free. So that might also help you as you write the dream down. Some other little pieces to the dream that feel authentic and feel specific, write those down as well. But keep it short, and I write mine on the day, on that day in my planner. Next, write, this one's fun. Write down how much money you want to make that day, right, and what you will use that money for. And I think that it's keeping... It's keeping you clear. Clarity is power. And I always say that your manifestation is right around the corner when you are clear. So I love this one because it does force me to say, okay, you know, not just what's due, what do I need in my life, what goal did I set? It allows me to kind of factor where I'm at given that day. And I just focus my energy on that day. So write down how much you want to make and what you will use that money for. So if you know you've got some pressing expenses, write those down. And be as specific and simple as possible. You know, you don't need a lengthy list that's going to overwhelm you. Keep it really basic so that you can get into that space of creating exactly what you want. And then the last one is the most powerful and the most transformative and really what it's all about for me, live very intuitively. When inspiration hits, do it immediately. Again, when inspiration hits, do it immediately. Downloads, psychic downloads come in an instant. And then I don't think they leave. It's not like they're like, boom, it shows up and then it's out. No, I think it sticks around. It's just immediately after it, the ego shows up and starts drowning it out with fear, doubt, worry, I'm too tired. Like it's got legs of all the excuses it can come up with not to pay attention to the intuition. Because 9 out of 10, the intuition's trying to take us to the next level. Next level might be a little uncomfortable. It might be a little scary. It might force us to look at some parts of ourselves that we don't want to deal with. So as soon as you get a hit, write it down and do it immediately. And you'll be amazed. You might not see the result that day, but know that, A, the result will come in some form, and B, if nothing else, you're getting in the habit of listening to your intuition. I always think the intuition is correct, so we place a lot of value judgment on form, but I believe the universe works in energy. So when I say you might not see the result that day, you probably are seeing the result, but you won't really be able to take it all in until maybe down the line. So if you get a hit on something to do, a service to offer, someone to reach out to, you know, I've been doing a lot of various service packages or sales tactics, or, you know, I got a couple of hits today that I'm working on. This hit, I hadn't planned to do a podcast. I don't, I do podcasts periodically, and Spirit was like, do a podcast. And you'll find that if you act on it immediately, that it'll cross off some of the other areas on your list, whether it's selling daily or sharing your message. Do it immediately. That's the best thing I can say. You get a hit, keep a pile of post-its around, write it down. You know, sometimes I'll get a hit and I'm making coffee or something, and I'm like, okay, I know I got to do that today. And just make the commitment to follow up, to act on it. Again, the intuition doesn't give the full picture. As I've said many times on this program, it gives us a little piece because that's all our human mind can handle. And so we get that little piece, and then we take action, and then we get another little piece. I know I got a hit on something a couple of weeks ago, and I wrote it out. I wrote out what the hit was. It was a Sunday. And I said, okay, Sunday I'm going to build the page for it, and I'm going to start selling. And I didn't do it, and I didn't do it. So it's like Wednesday. I'm like, okay, I got to get this done. So I did finally get it going. I did some additional research, and I put it out there. And so what I see is it led to another offering that I could do in my business. So you never know what bits and pieces that your intuition is giving you. If you get a hit, download something that feels different, it's like a jolt, you know, go for it. Just do it and see what happens. And I promise you, you will reap the benefits of it. One more thing on do it immediately. You don't have to be perfect at it. Like, clearly, I just told you, you know, I live by my intuition, and I knew it was a hit, and I still dragged my feet for 3 days. Partially because I start working on something else I got to hit on, but because I do have two businesses. But when you get it to it, you get to it. Trust yourself, keep it on the list, keep working at it. You don't miss the message. I don't think it goes away. I do think there are windows of opportunity, and really tune in. So say you get a hit to offer a certain service or a product or reach out to an old client. I do now more than ever believe there are windows of opportunity, and you never know what the universe is thinking on the window of opportunity, but if you get a now on it or do this right away, it feels urgent, I would encourage you to act on it right away. That window will close. It doesn't mean that another window won't open. But just like we don't have a lot of say on timing in general, we sure as heck don't have timing say on when the next window will open. So I say go for it. You get it. Act on it immediately. And keep a notebook of ideas. Keep a notebook. You know, one thing I've been doing is I pull cards for myself every day or at various times throughout the day. And I have been, you know, if it's a digital deck, you know, one of my apps, I will take a screenshot of it. And then the screenshot portion where it lets you edit the screenshot, it gives you a place where you can put some text in. And I actually write, like, what the question was or what the message was so that I can keep track of it. I think it's really important to start keeping track of our intuitive hits. Our intuitive messages. If you are a person that has Oracle card deck, take a picture of that Oracle card and write yourself a little note. You can for iPhone, after you can write a little note there that says, hey, I asked this and this is the card that came up. And sometimes when you get an intuitive message, you'll instantly know what it's in reference to. But if you're reading for yourself, sometimes it's much harder to receive accurate information because as you can imagine, we usually come to our cards a bit desperate or urgent. Rarely are we like, woo, I'm going to pull a card right now, right? Like lighthearted. Usually we want an answer right away, and I do think you can still get an effective answer, but you got to keep track of it. You got to wait sometimes until the fog of whatever led you to asking that question clears so that you can really receive the message. So one of the greatest ways to do that is to keep track. I've tried all different ways, and I'm really loving the visual aspect, you know, taking a picture, looking back on that date, reflecting on it. I've also done it in my journal as well. I pull a card, I'll say it's a message about business, I'll be as specific as possible, and then I'll write down what the card message was and what came up for me as a result. Either way, just like you track your income and maybe track your spending if that's the way you're being led, also track your intuitive hits as it relates to your business. So, yeah, I'm Amy Yancey. That's my old name. I'm Amy Yancey. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you're a woman in business, specifically a woman in color in business, I love jamming with women of color in business. You can check out my business group I just launched. It's a space for us to get to move mountains in our businesses and generate profit and more peace and more joy with clarity and focus. I believe that if you enter a group or a coaching program and you have a goal, you need to see some results on that goal. And so while we'll be airy-fairy and we'll talk about spiritual things, we will mostly talk about the realness of being in business, from marketing to branding to packaging, if that's a thing for you, to service providing, to even accounting, bookkeeping, and operations. We'll talk about it all. We'll look at your struggles in your business, out which one we're going to focus on. And for 6 weeks, not only the support of my intuition and my business mind, but you'll get the community of other people just like you who are in business making it happen every day. I believe in real results. I can't stress that enough. I know there are lots of different programs in the world, and I've been in most of them. And I can tell you, I want to leave a program, a group, saying that's what came out of it, and that's how I am better. So if you are looking for something similar, definitely check out my intuitive business group at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Until I jump on this podcast thing again, I adore you. Thank you for listening. May all your business and financial dreams come true.